السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بهم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام، أطعموا الطعام، وصلوا الأرحام، وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام، تدخلوا الجنة بسلام. صدق الله العلي العظيم، وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise due to Allah Jalla Jalalu Amma Nawaluhu, our creator, our sustainer, who has bestowed so many favors and bounties upon us, we cannot even count them. Salat and salam in abundance on the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ummatihi ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us as an insan, human being, best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live with harmony, happiness, good understandings, and with love amongst one another. And Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Sharia, gave so much emphasis on being kindness and goodness to the next creation, not only human being, not only Muslim, but human being in general, Muslim, non-Muslim, even beyond that, even the animals, even other creation, but more human being among themselves. Therefore, he attached lots of ways that we need one another. There is a connection between one another, firstly through our lineage, relatives, fathers, relatives, mother's side, father's side, uncle, grandfather, children, grandchildren. So these are strings attached to one another. There is a way that we live with harmony and happiness. Then comes the stage of marriage. Now family extends broad, bigger. So now more ways and more opportunities being created to live with harmony and understanding and love with more people. And then through the means of inheritance and so on. But lots of times we feel, we see it, and we experience the shaitan goes and takes us against this, finds the ways that create problems, misunderstanding, animosity amongst human beings, among the relatives, among the very close ones, and so much so that most amongst the one who live 24 hours together, and even sleeping, eating together. But they, the shaitan, tries to put disunity, try to put ill feeling and hatred in one another's heart. Sharia guides us the way how to overcome that and how to live such a life with everyone, especially with those who there is more chances of having misunderstandings with them, arguments with them, quarrels with them, fights and problems with them. Create us more opportunity where you can overcome that. And if the person is really serious, stay with the harmony, with peace, with love, with muhabbat, with everybody. While we are in this month, Dhul Hijjah, Qurbani is not far. Just few days ago, most of the people already began slicing, sorting out the Qurbani meat, and some will be still doing it, waiting for the weekend. We're sorting out. While we sorting out, use this opportunity to fulfill this great command of Allah Ta'ala, and a unique quality of Islam is to bring love, muhabbat and understanding amongst one another. What it mean by that? Everybody has a plan. Some will say, no, I got a wedding coming. So that before even slaughtering the Qurbani animal, already was settled, said, okay, two sheep, three sheep, or whatever, how many bulls share in the bulls, okay. So that wedding, I don't have to go to a butcher. My meat is party sorted out. Some will say, no, I will use it for walima. Some will say, no, I use it for another function. Some will say, no, no, I will fill it up so I don't have to buy. Whatever our plan, nothing wrong, alhamdulillah. But don't forget this great opportunity. Take advantage of it. Use it to fulfill this great part of Islam, that is tahada wa tahabbu. Exchange a gift. That will be the means of bringing love and harmony amongst one another. Is not only one side that somebody, in Urdu they say, some only know lam zer le, we don't know dal zer de. Some only know how to take, but don't know how to give. On the other hand, you'll find some people, they are very good, very generous, they like to give. But if somebody gives them something, then they feel below their dignity, below their status to accept from somebody, that is also wrong. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, beautiful advices he gave, that even a person gives you anything which is, as far as you are concerned, the very low value, or even no value whatsoever. And what a description, Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and very easy for us to understand. We made all made qurbani. Certain person said, no, offals I don't eat. So payas, you can take it away. A mundi, you can take it away. Because no, we don't eat. And yet whatever halal is halal. If we don't eat something, don't eat. But don't say, no, no, it's like this, like this. No. مَا عَابَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ طَعَامًا قَطُّ إِنْ اِشْتَهَا وَأَكَلَهُ وَإِنْ كَرِهَهُ تَرَكُ. Allah's Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم never pick fault in any food. Like it, eat. Never like it, keep away. But don't say, no, how can you eat like this? Oh, you haven't got meat, so you're eating now offals and payas and this thing. No. For some is a delicacy. For some people, that's the only thing. If they get a person came eat, they elderly, it's like our granny, better mundi day. And says, you're asking for Mundi. Person not Islam. But so much dua by just giving Mundi, Mundi is Urdu, head. Sir. So much dua. A non-believer made us so happy. He said, Ya Allah, look at this. Our generation, our children, grandchildren, for them this is, they think it's not even a food. But look at the people they are in the world, how appreciative even for them is like a Eid, for them is like you gave something very great. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, not even the mundi, not even the offal, ojri, or kaleji, or liver, and not even the whole paya, not even the legs, the lursa nishat. That is the people who burn the pyres, they clean the pyres, they burn it. And the last, what they do? They had a hammer and bang it. So that last part is not even edible. It comes out, you throw it away. The inside, you can eat it. That part which is last part is thrown away. So even if that somebody gives you, you must be happy to accept. You must not feel that no, beyond is below my dignity. What this person think of me? This is the shaitan tries to, because he knows. You give, alhamdulillah. You take, this will unite the heart. And shaitan don't want. That's inna shaitan lakum adu. Shaitan is our open enemy. Every way he'll find that divide us, break us. This is the opportunity Allah Ta'ala gave that to unite, to bring people close to one another. Especially the relatives and the neighbors. And not forgetting the poor ones. Sometimes we give poor ones. But we forget our own relatives, we forget our own neighbors. We forget them. Charity begins from home. وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولُ. Those who are under your care, connected to you whichever way, start with them first. English learn from us, what they teach us. Sharia, Islam taught them. That's why all the saying goes. But before every English saying, it's taken right from the Arabic saying. Or the Awliya Allah said something in Urdu, or Persian language, they derive from there and make a sense, and now we use it. No, it always start from there. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised, this opportunity, take advantage. Allah will give us holier. Nowadays, you can see the deterioration in condition, relationship with everybody, friendship weakens, relatives that bond is gets weakened. So much so that even parents, a children born gets weaker and weaker. You'll find you get this thing coming now, complaints coming. Not one, two cases, often cases coming where a complaint comes that the son, leave alone respecting or being kind and good to the father, he says, you did nothing for me. You brought me in the world, that is because you was my mother and I just came away. Can you even imagine? This is the language that today's young generation is using with the parents. Where we are heading? But it's just to make dua, hope for the best, and try and carry on trying. So it's more and more breakup, more and more breakups happening. This is opportunity for us to make. So you will find people, you will give them all normally, you give them, they'll tell you, no, you think, what you think, I'm a poor, I got no food in my house. Straight, on their face they can tell you. Not adults, even the children. Some of them such arrogant, they have the attitude that they can just tell you off. So you got, why are you giving? You got no answer. You cannot explain now this Sharia, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teaching, unity, love will come, muhabbat will come, no. So now you need some excuse. This is an excuse now. No, I made Qurbani. So I'm Qurbani, I'm giving. At least some excuse you have. It's so important this is, that I go to that extent to say, even if you never made Qurbani, Allah Ta'ala gave you maybe one parcel, two parcel. Even from there, break one, two pieces and give. One piece also, this neighbor, that neighbor, relative, and especially those who have some misunderstandings. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, give gift. One of the wisdom behind that ill feeling, that animosity in the heart, that hatred in the heart, or some misunderstanding amongst one another, that can be removed. Especially when you come to relatives and the neighbors. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once so came, it's Ara Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, our beloved mother, in the house, she made the dough and made some rotis. Roti is another name, you can say bread. Some people don't even know roti. Oh, bread. And she left it and she slept it. Snooze away. Neighbor's goat came and ate the roti also. When she woke up, she sees the goat taking the roti, already eating and going out. She running behind, chasing, want to punish that goat. Before she reaches to the goat, Allah Nabi says, stop, stop. Don't trouble your neighbor. Don't trouble your neighbor. She was right, whatever she wanted to do. So much effort we made. And for that roti, for that bread, don't know when will be coming again in the house. When the flour will come again in the house to make. Not like ours, freezers full, freezers are full. Pockets are full, banks full, everywhere. Not like, at least for few days we got. At least 1 month we got planned. Bread, this, that, and so many varieties now, rolls and naans and this. Those were not like that. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sometimes 3 days, sometimes even a month, there is nothing to cook. So this now roti is gone today. When is the next meal? No guarantee. In that situation now, the goat comes and takes it away, has all the right to. If we were at that place, we open the goat's mouth. Hum log to aise hain. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, stop. Don't trouble your neighbor. She had a right, but still no. A person say, oh, Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how I know I'm a good person? I'm doing this, I'm trying to be good, I'm trying. And sometime, it's very easy to please people. He said, dunya, Allah ko please, that we get fed up with some people, some relatives, you can carry on running behind them. Do never happy with you. They got always problem. Anything in their people say, I'll bring the moon and the star and give it in the hand, still they got something against me. So you'll get, in every family you get some heads like that. Then among the neighbors also you get like that. It's not easy to, you can never please. He said, ek Allah ko please karna asaan hai, dunya mein kisi ko khush karna asaan hai. Please Allah Ta'ala, but Allah's pleasure, you carry on doing what you have to do. Allah Ta'ala will, Allah, because Allah knows, Allah sees what's happening. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, you want to know, you are a good person or not a good person, you can't say about yourself that you are good. If your neighbor says on his own accord, not you asking him, how what you feel, how, what I am. No. On your own accord, the neighbor says that, no, my neighbor is a good person, then you are the good person. So this is one opportunity we have. Don't forget, when you're distributing the meat, don't forget the neighbors. Even if they are non-Muslims, even if they don't want to look at you, even they don't make salam with you, our duty is to send. They send it back, they reject, send again next time. Carry on. Drop, one day it will make a hole. But our duty is what we taught by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those who make qurbani, alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala accept. Those who never made, could not make, now start preparing from now. I said, but I don't earn so much. No, start, budget yourself. Every month, every week, alhamdulillah, many doing that. Every week, put the money aside. This is for qurbani next year. Every week, every month. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it possible and it will happen. Alhamdulillah, many children, schooling normal weekdays, weekend they're working, father give them, uncle, wherever they're working, helping father and uncle in the shop or whatever. They're giving, they're saving, and they're making qurbani like that. So children also making qurbani. So our intention, niyat will be that inshallah we, if we for some reason we could not make, but inshallah we'll save throughout the year, and next year we'll make. And don't forget, distribute to the people, we eat ourselves, relatives, and the neighbors, don't forget. But especially the neighbors, lots of time we have problems with the neighbors. Their children come in our house, our children go, they play. Their hen, chicken, their goats, whatever coming in our house, sometime there is a problem in the house, the pipe burst, water came in our yard. This thing carries on. That brings lots of time, and especially men, lots of time, we don't worry. But when the woman gets involved, lots of time, then it goes out of control. And we can't say anything. You say something, you got a bigger problem. So, like this, understandings, this is opportunity to clear the doubts, the clear that hatred, ill feeling, and do not get involved with the neighbors. As much you can, especially when it comes to children. A great alim mentioned in his kitab the story one place. There were two neighbors, children, they play together. Children are children, they play together. So one day one child came crying and performing very loud, screaming. What happened? Neighbor's child, he hit me. Now this one got very angry. Went for that child. Where the child caught the child, hid. Now that child's mother came to know that this neighbor lady hit my child. Now she phoned husband. Husband came, now coming for them. Now she said, husband coming, call her husband. Now this, now is a war. One went out of control, could not control anger, shot him dead. Now he's dead. Now that one's relative says, what happened? This man dead? Who killed him? This man. He went for his gun, shot him, finished, both. Two neighbors, two bodies next to one another lying. Two children playing, and from there started, two bodies. Now, whatever, janaza, two bodies are leaving home, going to masjid for janaza salat. They're walking not everywhere, don't have a hearse, alhamdulillah. So people, kilometers, they take the body and walk. So they, janaza, both two janazas left home to go for masjid for janaza salat. They are passing some children on the way playing. And among those children who were playing together, happy, smiling, are very same those two children for whom these two bodies were dead. For them, children, you have to know the child's psychology. Very easy to become father, grandfather. We studied everything in the world, study child psychology also. Then we know, we bring up our children, what they are, how they are. They are very short memory span they have. Something happened now, 1 minute's time is forgotten. So don't get involved in the children. When the complaint comes to the house, child coming, this child hit me, don't get involved. When the complaint comes, school, this child hit me, madrasa, this child hit me, don't get involved. You go madrasa, you go school, teachers are there, go tell teacher, chok, tell appa, tell ustad. You don't get involved because they make us chupat. Today we fight for them, we kill one another, we argue, we swear, we fight, we go court case, police case, and they are together playing again next minute together. Because they forget. So who become a fool in between? So these things happen. To remove these things, that misunderstanding, that arguments, that what you call hatred, ill feeling. Nabi Kareem saw some advice us, give gift. Normally sometimes you can't give gift, got no excuse. This is an excuse. Eid came, qurbani. So that's why I'm giving qurbani meat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to the Kaaba.